Good morning, America. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday. It is July the 9th, 2025. This is the Boss Big Show on 107.1 and 99.7 FM radio. On the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com too. A lot of ways to listen. Probably easiest to stream, and the Bluetooth just connects and boom, off you go. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Joe Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, Kermit the Wonder Frog. And her Easter Dick. This is a funny little snapshot of how men and women are different, because I came in here, as I mentioned, and the whiteboard had fallen down, and there's little tissues everywhere, and it disgusted me. And Valerie comes in from the news booth, and what does she do? She immediately, without saying a word, just starts cleaning up. And I said, no, I'll do it. I just didn't want to do it first thing. Already done. Just came in here and took care of it.
Yeah.
And it goes to show you why leave to a man what a woman can get done and get done better.
Oh, shut up.
No, it's true. Yeah, look, you just came in and handled it.
Yeah, well, any moron could pick up tissues.
Oh, I'm aware.
Well, there you go.
I'm aware, but what did I do? I whined and complained, and you just came in and took care of it. So I'm trying to give you credit.
Silence is golden. I'm trying to get you to pipe down.
Okay, fine.
Wow.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Well.
You're right, Joe. It's good to have hope, isn't it?
Coming out swinging this morning, aren't we? All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Kermit. Everybody's starting to send me those memos we get where they ask for time off, and so I'm working I'm working on the summertime schedule. Now, I knew there's a big yuck fest that goes on every year that Kermit likes to attend.
Oh yeah,
and he pays his own way to go to this thing. He spends like $1,000, which is insane. Lying, I'm dying to go to this thing. This year, I think it's in Texas, and he flies down there with all these other people that produce and do the stuff he does. And he claims it's because he's trying to broaden his horizons. He's going to learn something. No. He's got this guy that he keeps pitching to be his agent that keeps promising him, dreams of Hollywood. Never happens. Every year he comes back, he's like, oh, yeah, I had dinner with Don, whatever his name is.
I might be going to L.A.
Yeah, never happens. This is like the fourth year. So I knew this event was coming, and so I anticipated he would need a Thursday and Friday off. I get a note from him back after I send the draft of our schedule for the show, and he says, oh, no, I need the whole week off. It's like, what the hell do you need the whole week off for?
You don't. He doesn't.
That's how he rolls. Oh, last year, or what? He wants to say something. What?
I'm leaving. I travel in style.
Okay.
What?
He says he travels in style. He said he needed a couple extra days because last week his flight got delayed and he ended up missing something that was important. And so now he needs the whole week off. Now, because of that, and because we're always trying to watch our expenses here so I don't get yelled at, Joe is going to have to do sports for a couple of mornings while he's away. And then
you didn't tell me that.
No, well, you didn't look at the schedule closely enough.
You
know. I never look at the schedule.
You got 3 days of sports I'm going to need you to do in August. And then Joe has also been coerced into filling in the afternoon because Hunter needs a couple of days. Or who is it? Brittany needs a couple of days off. So you're going to do traffic for a few days in the afternoon, working a double shift like the old days.
Well, I've guaranteed the one. Thursday. I can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Because working with Kane is such a joy. You know, I mean, I just love being on that show with him. He's so much fun.
Now, why do you have... Now, wait a minute. Why do you have to do that?
Nice, Joe.
You know that hurts me deep inside.
You know what Robbie's going to do with that. He's just going to take it and run down that black hole.
That's right.
That he lives in.
Well, he is. He's fun to worry. He's, you know, he's very laid back. You know, he's very cool working with him.
Oh. You feel it's important.
It's different than here. You know, I mean, here it's different. It's a different vibe. Everything about it's different. It's fun.
Everything about it is different. It's fun. It's pleasant.
It's fun.
That's great. Well, thank you for agreeing to do all of that. And now I'm going to stick you with a whole week of sports.
Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do Friday.
No, you're fine on Friday. He's doing Numbnuts is doing that on Friday. He's fine.
Who's Numbnuts?
Kermit.
He's going to do the traffic on a Friday afternoon? You're letting him do that?
Yeah. No.
Oh, geez.
And you know why?
Once before, didn't we? He did okay. Yeah, Joe, that wasn't that long
ago.
Did you forget already?
He's fine. And this is what kills me is he wants the whole week off to travel. But then he complains that he'll be losing money because he's taking the week off. And obviously, if he's not working, he's not getting paid. So then he's begging and pleading. He's like, oh, can I come in and vacuum? Or like, well, you can do traffic on Friday. Oh, I can't do it on a Friday night. I'm like, well, if you need something, Joe can't do it. Can you do it? And it's amazing to me. Everybody wants all about them. This is how it's different to come in with me versus how it is with Kane, right?
A little bit.
When I'm taking off, I'll just let you know a couple of days before.
You don't let me know at all. The last time you took a week off, I was like, hey, by the way, on Monday, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm off next week. Like, you are. remember that?
That is true, Joe. That did happen.
Joe, no, no. Did that.
That absolutely
happened.
I know I did that.
Oh, you. So now you admit you did that because Valerie, you remember this? He's like, oh yeah, I definitely told you in March. I told you. I'm like, no, you didn't. Yeah,
no,
I did.
No, that was a lie.
Yes, I know. I know it was a lie.
Yeah, you did.
Look at this. My head's about to explode. He admitted he BS'd me. I'm gonna pass out.
I said, Kermit, what should I say to Robbie? I just lied to him. All right.
Just look him in the eye and lie.
He'll think you did it. He'll think you did it. Don't worry about it. All right, good. There you go.
No.
Remember, we were seeing a show and we were headed into the city, and I'm like, he never told me. You're like, maybe he did tell you and you just forgot. I'm like, I don't think he told me. Maybe he did tell me. Because I'm certainly not organized, that's for sure. That's such a eureka. I knew Joe was BSing me about that. Good God. All right, on the Wednesday program here, we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to the star of Disney's Descendants, The Rise of Red, which is on Disney Plus, and there's also a tour where she sings. And you're thinking to yourself, well, what's her name? I don't know. She's just some 19-year-old. That's right. That's right.
But very famous.
I will figure it out, and we'll talk to her. I know she's from The Descendants, which I'm told is very popular with the kiddos, so we'll talk to her this morning. And it's at the Prudential Center. It's at the Garden, so we'll talk to her. We'll do a mystery oldie. I know who Rod Stewart is with his leather pants and his droopy skin. We'll talk to, we're not going to talk to Rod, but we'll talk to you and hopefully get you those tickets if you can figure out the mystery oldie. We'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, a mom confession, 7:29:20, and of course a fresh, she said. At 7:50 this morning. But time right now for a little Wednesday morning tradition to get us over the hump and closer to the weekend. We call this pre-coffee thoughts. We go around the room, have everybody write down stream of consciousness, first thing that comes to mind before a swig of coffee, before they put on the headphones, plug them in. And it's fun to try and discern whom amongst us may have come up with this nonsense. These are pre-coffee thoughts, and people seem to like it, even though I hate it, and that's why we do it. does a straw have one hole or two?
Two? Oh, wait. Is it one that goes all the way? No, it's two.
I think it's two. Well, yeah, it has two openings on both sides, even though it is one direct
path.
But is it
one hole?
Yeah, so I would call it one hole. I mean, in some ways, when you think about it, a person would be the same.
Just stop.
Because there's a hole in the back, and I guess you could zigzag your way. You could crossword puzzle your way right up to your mouth, I suppose. No?
Gross.
If money is at the root of all evil, why do churches ask for it? Got to pay those bills.
Good question.
Got to pay that rent. How do we know what the actual time is? Who set the first clock? That's a great question.
Okay.
The banana used to be food, or used to be the food that looked most like a phone. Now it's the Pop-Tart.
Yeah,
Pop-Tarts moved up in the world a little bit.
It did, yeah.
Pets don't understand that we make mistakes and we trip over them or accidentally step on them. They think we did it for a reason. Oh, I did that to Rictus this morning. I kicked him real good. I didn't mean to do that.
That makes me sad.
I know. He's right at my feet. I didn't see him. He's okay.
He is.
Your first birthday is actually your second birthday. That's right.
Yeah, you wrote that one.
So when you hit a birthday, you've already started the next year of your life. What came first, the fruit, the orange, or the color of the orange?
Good question.
A lot of citrus this morning.
Yes.
Between bananas and oranges. The sun you see every day is the same sun anything ever alive has seen. Man.
Oh. Yeah.
Somebody's get the hash out this morning, I guess. All right. That's it. That's all we came up with. That was really inspired CBB this morning. Get these out of here.
Those are good.
Yeah, let's do this. Time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities putting on events, power their cause, do some good in the hood. You can search us at 1071theboss.com on our socials or the text connect 732-774-4444 anytime, and we'll do our very best to get them on. Of course, you can get a complete list of events right there on the Boss website.
And the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Transform your body, transform your life. Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Give them a call today, 1-800-267-GOAL, and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Marlboro Township Concert and Fireworks.
Marlboro.
You had another one. Marlboro. I heard you do an advertisement. You said something else weird. You were like, Murray Road. You get all British in your commercials for something. I don't know why you do that. Sunday, Recreation Amphitheater, Recreation Way in Marlboro. Free event, bring your chairs and blankets. The live music starts at 7:30. They'll have food trucks and fireworks at dusk. Again, that's Sunday night, marlboro-nj.gov for the info on that one. Allaire Village Flea Market is happening this Saturday from 8 to 2, the historic village at Allaire. Bosch Roadie's often out there. I don't think we're doing this one, but you should not miss it. Runs from 8 to 2. Great bargains, vintage treasures, food trucks, local bakers, and more. So rain date is July 13th, but check out AlaireVillage.org for all the info. And blueberry fun. What, Joe was just asking me whether I like blackberries. Isn't he going to bring me some? He said, no, I just let you know I've got them. I'm like, oh, that's great. Blueberry Fun Day at Von Thun's Country Farm and Market is happening both days of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. both days. You pick some blueberries, they'll have games and activities, friendly farm animals to meet food vendors and more. Von Thun's Farm on Facebook for all the info. Wasn't that the family in Sound of Music? Or was Von Trapp?
Von Trapp.
Von Trapp,
Von
I'm sorry.
Trapp. Yes.
The hills are alive with blackberry scotch. A couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. Summer cash payoff. Get you qualified first of four times today coming up for $1,000, one of those limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tees. Tickets this morning to go see Rod Stewart, PNC Bank Art Center, July 18th. We'll do a mystery oldie this morning. And next we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to the star of The Descendants, The Rise of Red. This is like, what, the third or fourth Descendants movie? There's been been a couple of them on Disney Plus, and there's a tour now as well. So we'll talk to Kylie from The Descendants.
Waiting all day long for a chance to get in on some Prime Day. More stuff, I never seem to get enough. You know I find a way, I'll use extended pay. Here comes my boss because he's wise to me. I've got to order now on Amazon. Amazon.
When I was a wreck last night, I tell you what, the thunderstorms coming through, you could hear them off in the distance. And I'm sitting there and I got the, I like to pretend that I'm at NASA or something where I got all the radar up and I'm watching the rain just inching closer and closer like an approaching Russian attack in the Cold War. It's like, oh, it's going to be here at 6:59 and it should be over by 7:17. And I'm watching it. I play a little replay thing, you know, on the app there. You can have it give you minute by minute where the rain is going to be, and I'm just watching it get closer and closer, and it's a severe thunderstorm watch. Up now, it's a severe thunderstorm warning, and then I hear I hear on the station that this is a little farther south from us, but there's tornadoes in the area, and I see Nor'easter Nick posted a thing about how this is a terrible weather night, and I am just panicking. So then I'm going around and I'm doing preparation, so I get to get the lighter, so I get the candles ready to go. And I was rushing to get through all the work I do in the afternoon to make sure in case we lost the internet. And then I turn the air conditioner up so we cool the place down in case we lost power. Right. I figure I got to get the air conditioning. And I charge the phone. I'm at 70%. I'm at 72%. I really make myself crazy when it comes to... I'm not even sure we got rain last night at the house. I know a lot of people did get some pretty bad storms, but you can hear the rumble of thunder in the distance, but the trees didn't even start shaking, knock on wood, last night. So I took it to took it to a bit of extreme.
I've never met anybody who gets quite as anxious as you do for a storm. I mean, you start preparing for it the day before you hear that it's even happening. Have you always been like that?
No, it's because we lose power all the time at this particular place.
So it's about the power in the house, not necessarily about the actual storm that's happening.
Yeah, if I didn't have any place to go and I was confident if we had a generator, or if I was confident that we wouldn't have a problem, that it wouldn't bother me as much. That's how I feel about snow. I mean, snow is very pretty out the window if you don't have to go to work and drive in it or, you know, shovel yourself out. If you just could look at it through the window, then fine. I don't really care. I mean, I like warmer weather better, but yeah, it's the inconvenience and the lack of control causing me the inconvenience that makes me nuts. Same thing with the, you know, driving in the torrential rain. I don't like that. When I was coming back from up north the other day, it was raining pretty good. Not like last night for some people, but pretty good.
Right.
And I don't like that feel. That might be even worse than snow when you get that pounding sheets of rain and you feel like you're going to hydroplane. That might be worse than driving in a blizzard, you know?
Well, sure. I can absolutely understand if you're driving in it to be anxious about it. You're just very anxious about the weather. And in all my years of knowing you, I've never known you to be nervous about the weather. So that's why I wasn't sure if this was like a new thing or if it was just strictly about the power.
Yeah, it's definitely it's been exacerbated by the power issues we seem to have at the house, because I got the little app which tells you your power is out, we're going to send a crew, and then you get the app which says we've resolved the situation from JCP&L or the cable company send you those texts. So I go back and I look, and on average about every 60 days we have a power outage. And so I hear on TV that it's going to be a bad night, I start panicking, you know, especially when I get the house to myself. So I was Yeah, I was like Swiss Family Robinson last night, hunkering down. And then to make matters worse, I come in here this morning, and I don't know what was going on. I guess nobody noticed because, you know, Hunter uses, everybody's in a different room in here. But the room, our Big Show studio, I come in here, and the board fell down. Not the control board, but the whiteboard fell down. It was face first.
Oh, the whiteboard?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's the humidity in the room or if there was a rumble of thunder so bad it shook the building in the middle of the night or what happened, but I came in here and it fell down, and it turns out there's all kinds of nasty tissues behind the board. And I'm hoping that's because people were wiping a whiteboard and it wasn't Kermit's ass. That's my hope.
So my guess is Kermit is blowing his nose and stuffing the tissues back there because he's too lazy to walk through the trash.
That's exactly what I thought, because when he's in here, he's disgusting and he leaves a trace like a beaver making
gross.
It's disgusting. Whatever beavers make, that's what he's doing. You. I thought it was too hot yesterday even to lay outside and get some sun or go to the pool. But
brutal.
Rochelle went to Grayson's mother's house, Grayson's friend's mother's house, to go get a little
pool.
Yeah,
I'm Grayson's mother.
Yeah, that's right. You went
to that house all the time.
That's right. His friend.
Yeah, that's right.
The parents have a pool.
Yeah, so. I went to his friend's house.
That's it.
And obviously, his friend who's 9 years old does not own his own home.
I got it. Okay, I understand. I just misspoke there. It's a nice looking pool, though. You sent me a picture. They got a beautiful pool, so that must have been a nice day.
They have a beautiful pool. They have a hot tub. They have a cabana. They had the slide out for the kids. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous day. We had a blast. Grayson had a blast. The only issue I had is that while taking care of him and making sure that the kids are not drowning, I forgot to put sunscreen on myself.
Uh-oh.
And the thing that got most burnt were my knees. Like, my knees are so burnt.
I thought you were going somewhere.
Why is that?
Really?
Totally.
No. I don't know why. I guess I don't sit the way I was normal. Like, I was sitting yesterday, and the tops of my kneecaps are so red and burnt, I can barely move my legs.
Rochelle,
they're like swollen.
I went to Asbury Park over the weekend, sitting on the bench at the boardwalk. Same stinking thing. I got up and my knees, I looked down and I thought, well, what the hell?
Were you sitting crisscross applesauce, maybe, so the knees are getting maximum exposure to the sun?
I wasn't. No, I was just sitting in a chair. And I mean, if I lay out, my knees are also exposed. So I don't know why. Yesterday they got so fried, but they're like swollen. I've never experienced such a thing. Yeah, it's bad.
You get the one piece bathing suit on, that's the only thing getting sunburned. Just the knees are exposed.
I have a one piece. Well, you know, it's one of those things when you go to the pool with other mom friends and it's all kids. I'm not going there. I'm not going there to be in a bathing suit. So yes, I was rocking the one piece mom suit. And my knees got burnt. That's the only thing that was out.
But there's always that one mom that will show up in a little string bikini. And you know all the other mothers are talking. I'm like, look, can you believe she wore that, bringing her kids to the pool? Look at this. That's what my mother would do anyway. But and then where did Lola go? She went tubing, right? She never did that before.
Yeah. Oh, so she asked me if she could go tubing. And when I think of tubing, I think you're sitting in a tube raft. And you're tied off with your other friends and you're floating in the water for like 5 hours. And for an adult, that's really fun because you're usually
boozing,
jello shots or booze. For kids, I'm like, you want to go tubing? All right, I guess that's fine. Well, she came back after 2-3 hours and said, Mom, I had so much fun, but my chest really hurts. I said, why does your chest hurt? She goes, well, I was bouncing at the back of the boat.
Oh, no.
And my chest hurts. She wasn't tubing floating down a river. She was tubing with a little piece of string tied to some stranger's boat.
Well, it's a rope.
In the ocean.
I'm sure it's not string.
I don't care what it is. I don't care. I didn't know who was driving the boat, and the kid went tubing behind a boat in the water. Terrifying.
Joe, that's like a Kid Rock music video. You're tied to the back of the boat with a rope.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was when you said tubing, I was thinking like the water parks, you know, like Casino Pier where they go down the slide thing in a tube.
Like a lazy river.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think of tubing as. That's not what she was doing.
Well, luckily she's okay. I'm sure the boy, she can't look, you know, too shy to do it in front of the boyfriend, right? Because he wants to go. She's got to be cool and, you know, play along.
I guess. I don't think she realized that's what she was doing when she went. I think she thought she was lazy river tubing. So it was a little bit of a shock for everyone.
You imagine me doing that, being tied to the back of a boat?
No. No.
What a mess.
Although I got a bunch of guys I know who have big boats like that would be more than happy to tie you to the back of it and drag you around.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a whole long list of people like that tie me to the back of a boat and drag me through the water. And wear the bottom of my bathing suit right off. I'd have just a butt cheek showing when I get out of the water.
Oh, my God.
Coming over the celebrity hotline. She is a star of the latest Descendants movie over on Disney Plus. There's also a Descendants tour. She's performing in that as well. Here is Kylie Cantrell. Kylie, good morning. How are you?
Robbie, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Well, congrats on, first of all, the brand new movie. It's The Rise of Red. It's the fourth movie, Descendants series. And congrats on this concert tour. You're doing the Descendants and Zombies tour, and it's coming to a couple places nearby. You'll be at Madison Square Garden August 21st, and then you're over at the Prudential Center on August 24th. But you're doing cities all over the country.
Heck yeah. Yep, Madison Square Garden. Still such a pinch me moment. So cool.
I mean, just to think about the people that have been on the stage at Madison Square Garden, that's going to be pretty surreal to get up there, I imagine.
Oh my gosh. Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, I mean, everyone you can think of. It is kind of a rite of passage, I guess, for all of these superstars. But yeah, getting to have my name in the mix, I think that's just, I mean, the craziest thing ever.
Now, obviously, you lead the cast. Kylie, how many people are in the company as you tour around? How many people are touring around with this Worlds Collide tour?
It's seven of us. So okay. Four of us from Descendants and then three from Zombies.
Okay. But I mean, I assume there's like backup people and all of that. So like it's a spectacle on stage. Yeah.
And we have tons of dancers as well. So yes, it's a big show.
So when you're coming to town, everybody sees those trucks pulling into town. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. They'll spot us. I mean, I have like red, bright red hair streaks in front of my hair. So I feel like everywhere I go, it's quite easy to spot me.
Now, for people that might not know, maybe they don't have kids or grandkids are hearing us talk about this, Descendants, the idea is that it's the kids of some of the great Disney villains. You play Red, who is the daughter of the King and Queen of Hearts from the Alice in Wonderland stories. When did you first see that movie? Where does your history with Disney begin, Kylie?
Well, Descendants came out 10 years ago. I was 9 years old. I remember that Friday when it came out and it debuted on Disney Channel for the first time. I mean, all week it was all the rage in fourth grade in class. Everyone was waiting for, you know, Friday night at 7 p.m. Descendants is going to come out. And I remember running across the street to my neighbor's house and plopping down on her floor in her living room and, you know, turning on the TV and just watching this incredible spectacle of Descendants and the songs and their costumes, and they just looked so cool, and their colored hair. So I was in. I was sold as a nine-year-old. And, you know, it's come very full circle that, you know, 10 years later, I am in Descendants, and I'm playing the daughter of the Queen of Hearts, which is such an iconic title, and just so crazy to me getting to play the first daughter of the Queen of Hearts, which is really, really cool, that I'm, you know, cemented in this legacy and in this franchise. It's such a dream come true. And I get to wear a red wig, which is, you know, always very cool.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Especially as you're out touring, of course, you're meeting the kids and all the fans. Do they think of you as Red? I mean, they probably don't think of you as Kylie first. I mean, a lot of kids, you know, think you are your character. Is that kind of a kick to meet some of these kids that just, you know, their jaws drop when they see you?
Yeah, no, it is really sweet. Sometimes I have to break their heart when I'm like, yeah, my name's Kylie. They're like, what? I thought you were Red. but no, getting to just see their faces, there's nothing cooler than, I think, this demographic. You know, when they see you, it's like they can't even contain their excitement. They're always like jumping up and down, and you know, they're not really trying to play it cool, which sometimes I feel that with older kids that come up to me. They're like, oh, hey, I've heard of you. Yeah, what's up? But the little kids, they're always like jumping up and down, and just, it's so, so sweet. And I love getting to like see them in person and take pictures and hug them. I think that's what, you know, makes it all worthwhile. So I'm excited to see all the people on this tour and get to touch as many lives as they can.
Well, that's awesome. It's, again, Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. It's kicking off in San Diego, but then I'll mention again a couple of days right here at the Garden in the city on the 21st, and then in Jersey in Newark at the Prudential Center on August 24th. And Descendants The Rise of Red is, of course, streaming on Disney Plus, and I'm sure they'll be airing it on the Disney Channel as well. Now, before I let you run, Kylie, you've got an album of your own, an EP of your own that just came out, so congratulations on that, too.
Thank you so much. Boy, it just came out. And it's truly like such an incredible body of work. I feel so proud of it. And yeah, it's my first project. So it definitely is, you know, cemented in time as, you know, my debut. So hopefully people give it a listen.
You get four singles and four music videos all right out of the box. So boy, you must not sleep. That's a lot.
I know. I can sleep later. There's time for that. I gotta take advantage while, you know, I'm young.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Go get them, and good luck on this tour. Kylie, it's great to meet you, and congrats again on all the success. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
There she is, Kylie Cantrell from Disney's The Descendants. We should call that, instead of the celebrity hotline, Robbie awkwardly talks to a 19-year-old he knows nothing about.
So. Oh, boy.
She's all rich and famous at 19, and I'm here working with Kermit the Wonder Frog.
If I had even a bit of the energy that she seems to have, I could get so much more done, I think.
Oh, she says, it's a rite of passage that I play Madison Square Garden like Taylor Swift did. Okay. Good for you. I mean, she seems very nice, but I don't know. It's weird talking to a teenager. The Big Show on The Boss, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Joe, Val, Kermit, and Nick, 107.1, 99.7 FM, and always on that Boss app. A lot of people, Juan Soto is trending this morning. Not that I'm particularly interested in anybody on the Mets or the Yankees, but there are a lot of people who think Juan Soto got ripped off not becoming an All-Star team member this year. He was... He was not selected. You know, they said the Subway Series, they thought he was one of the standout performances. Where he had the game against Baltimore, where he had the winning run with a sharp single in the 10th. So a lot of people think that alone should have gotten him on the All-Star team. I guess he's been on an All-Star team before, but not this year. So a lot of fans of the Mets not happy this morning.
Maybe he didn't want to be on the All-Star team. Maybe he wanted a break.
I don't think you can do it. Can you say that? No, I'm good. I don't need to be on a team. I'm okay.
I'm sure you can. If you don't want to play, I mean, that you're just playing for fun in the All-Star game. So if you don't want to, maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, they got like a bonus or anything being on the All-Star team? I don't think so. I don't know
how
that works.
I don't think so.
I remember Michael Jordan was in the Olympics on the Dream Team. I don't think they pay him extra to be on the Olympic team. It's like a hassle.
I don't think so. It's supposed to be a privilege, but really you're working for free. That's what's happening there.
Well, I know all about that. It's extra work. Uh-huh. That's for sure. Uh-huh. Other sports news this morning, there's a talk show host out in Kansas City named Kevin Kitzman, who's being criticized because he called out Patrick Mahomes, saying that he looks overweight in recent vacation photos. He went right out and called him fat. He said he, quote, got fat on the air. Patrick, stop eating the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. He said, this is not 1970s baseball. Nobody gets fat and gets a dad bod in the off season. Patrick's people said he has partnered with Coors Light and took it in stride and said he's just drinking a lot of beer and he will be in shape and ready for the fall. But,
I like how he switched that around for his sponsorship. That's really good. That is professional right there. I like that.
You know who that is? That's Mrs. Mahomes. She's the one that knows it. He didn't know nothing. Exactly. She told him what to do. You just know that she's the brains of the operation, but... Kevin Kitzman under a little fire there for fat-shaming Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City talk show host. Valerie's just showing me what's that? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I guess I understand that, but I mean, I like how he spun it. That was good.
All about the Coors Light. Valerie was just showing me, I was going to say, the cover of AARP, the new June, July is out, and on the cover is Rod Stewart himself, 80 years old. Cover of AARP. Wow. He's hit the big time now. He looks great, though. I'll tell you
He does look good.
He's a...
And just for the record, I was at my dentist's office yesterday, and that's where I got the magazine.
I didn't mean anything by it. I just...
sitting at home alone reading AARP. Not quite.
Licking your thumb, turning the pages. Sure.
This is true. I got an AARP in the little card in the mail when I was like 22 years old. So they send that to everybody. I mean, anybody can join that. Doesn't matter what age you are. So they just want you to join.
I started getting those, I think, when I turned 30. And they send them all the time, and you get more and more of them as time goes on, so get ready. But AARP Magazine, I looked this up, is actually like the third most read magazine in the country. And a lot of people, you know, if you join, you get the magazine for free, so you just get it. And like you say, it's in every doctor's office and waiting room, just about everywhere.
But it looks good on that cover.
He looks great.
I had to pull it out of the slot. I saw it, and I was like, well, I got to look a little closer here.
He looks great. Good for you, Rod. Got a Ralphie is going to be out Sunday. You know, we get the FIFA World Cup final. Now, this is not the Red Bulls, not the soccer that Kerber's interested in. The real soccer is happening. The FIFA is going to be at MetLife Stadium, and the Secret Service is already combing the place because President Trump has said he wants to be there. I didn't know he was a soccer fan. It's the first time I've heard that, but apparently he's going to be in the house. So Ralphie tells me he's going to try and get close and get us some audio. So we're going to try and get some POTUS audio. You think he gets close to it? If anyone
could, no.
Probably not Ralphie, but if anybody could do it, Brad could probably do it. That's what we really should send. I wonder if he's going to that.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee he'll be there. I guarantee he'll be there, and he'll probably be in the same box as the president. I don't know how he'll get in there, but he'll make up some credentials, and he'll be sitting right next to him asking him questions. That's just what he does.
Somehow he does get away with things like that. I don't know how.
Yes.
Because you would think that the Secret Service would be on top of something like that. I don't know. He's never done it with a president, though. He's done it with... He's done it with soccer stars. I mean, David Beckham. He's done it with Christine. What is his name? Cristiano Ronaldo. That guy. He's been up close to him.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
The guy that had the winning horse at the Kentucky Derby. But I don't know if he can pull that off at FIFA. But Ralphie tells me he's going to be there. So we know people. I mean, I know Joe Piscopo. I could ask him. I bet he could get us close. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, I can't go to the FIFA World Cup without Grayson. He'll kill me. So yeah. We also have to bring Grayson if we go.
I would just really like I'd love to get a picture because I feel like you'd get the people to go, oh, man, this is great. And they put the little flag emojis. And then the other half of people, how could you? This is terrible. I would just like to inflame the people on social media by posting a picture with Trump. Because you know that. Half of them would just fall off the chair. They'd be so happy. And the other half would hate me forever.
And you just love to poke the bear.
Love to poke the bear.
Yep.
So just for that reason alone, I don't really care either way. But just for that reason, you know. And I mean, it'd be cool. You know, he's famous.
He's a president. No matter what, he's a president. I would take a picture with any president just to say I did. Why not?
His predecessor, Mr. Biden, is also trending this morning. They've announced that he signed a deal to write a memoir on his 4 years in office, and his representative said it's going to set the record straight on his record. He says, every single day, I write down a thought.
Too bad. He's got to write it down because he can't remember it.
That's right. All. He's been alive a lot of days. It's a lot of days to write down.
I write everything down, too, because I can't remember it.
Well, you know he's getting AARP at the house. That's coming to the house in Delaware for sure. Man, look at Rod. He looks great.
I bet he thinks Rod is still sexy.
Him and Rod are almost the same age. God, jeez, look at the two of them. My goodness.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's that Scottish blood, man. He's got that flowing hair. Well, I got to mention this. There's something on TikTok this morning, and it was hashtag bathroom camping. I'm like, what is that? So I click on this. This is great. This is where people go into the bathroom just to get away from people, whether they're at work, at a party, at some sort of a get-together. Oh. They don't have to use the bathroom. They just go in there, close the door, and take a breather. Bathroom camping. Hang out in the bathroom to get away from other people.
Men and mothers have been doing that for decades.
Yeah, everybody.
I was going to say, I do this all the time. I didn't know that there was a term for it. I just thought I was hiding.
Well, Grayson does this to us, though. That's a nice little break from him running around like a maniac in the house because he'll go and take a bath and go to the bathroom. He'll be in there for 3 hours, so it's a nice...
Yeah, he loves the bathroom.
Just set up a tent right over the tub, and he'd be ready to go, you know? It's exciting for me. Rod Stewart, the aforementioned Rod Stewart, going to be at PNC Bank Heart Center in Homedale July 18th. If you'd like to go, identify this mystery oldie. Here it comes. She might be able to tell from the synthesizer there. This is, an older song, but not super old.
Rochelle, I think I know it.
You need a pen? I can give you a pen.
Do you?
I think I do. Hold on. I have to write it on a piece of paper and then show it to Robbie.
Write it down and show me.
I have no idea.
732-774-4444.
Is it that?
It is not. It is not. You're in the right error, though.
Dang it.
All right, let's start here on line four. We never start on line four. Good morning. It's the boss.
Hi, I know the mystery oldie.
All right, what is it?
Who's That Girl by Madonna?
Is that what it is? Is it Who's That Girl by Madonna? Yeah, that's it. Look at that, right out of the box. It was from one of the Madonna movies, wasn't it? I think there was a movie, Who's That Girl, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, there was.
What is your name?
Linda.
Linda, you must be a big Madonna fan. That's kind of an obscure Madonna song of all her songs.
Yeah, I remember all the 80s music.
Well, there you go. You're going to hear some great 80s music and 70s music and new music and all the Rod Stewart stuff because he's going to be at PNC Bank Arts Center July 18th, and you'll be in the house.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Hang in the line, Linda. By the way, where are you driving? What town?
I'm actually driving home from work.
Oh, really? You did the, are you a nurse or something like that, doing the overnight?
Yeah,
Yes, I am.
I had a feeling. Nobody works harder than nurses overnight. Certainly not Kermit. All right, hang on the line here. We'll get all your info.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's great. I love doing that for somebody who certainly deserves the tickets. Play the little thing again. Yeah. That's a good song. We should play that more often. We haven't played that in a long, long time.
Yeah, talk to the guy that schedules our music and see if we can get that on.
I never met him. He never shows up. Congratulations, Linda. Time for hashtag mom. God, fashions. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20 or so. We hear from moms, dads, grandmoms, all about family here. So send one in. We search them and share them, and you might hear yours just like this.
Pamela Kraft said, just yelled at my kids for having dirty clothes on the floor right next to the laundry basket, then turned around and immediately had to hide the fact that I, too, have dirty clothes on the floor next to my laundry basket.
This is my undergarments.
It happens. It does. It happens. At Blue Ocean Kelly said, my 7-year-old keeps reminding me how old I am, so I'm sending him a cease and desist letter.
Cease and desist.
And that's it. I only had two today.
Why only two? That's it? We don't have a lot of moms today?
I don't
know. Oh, wow.
I guess not. I only had two.
I thought I printed out some this morning. Let me double check that I thought I had a couple more.
You had more?
Yeah, I got another one.
Okay.
We got one from Blue Ocean Kelly.
I just read that one.
Oh, yeah. There's another name here, but it says the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. That's what happened there.
Looks like somebody copied and pasted wrong. Wonder who that could have been. Certainly not the hardworking nurse working overnight.
No, definitely not.
Certainly it was not that person who works overnight first thing in the morning. Certainly it wasn't her. All right, Nick, let me tell you something. You got to get a better bedside manner.
Why?
When it comes to storms like that, you post yesterday. I see this on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You post a pretty scary, severe weather, dangerous weather out there. Be careful. I don't need that. I don't need these adjectives like scary and dangerous. You know, just tell me what it is.
You want me to just say that it's lollipops and unicorns coming your way?
That's right.
Okay. All right. I'll adjust everything for you. No problem.
That'd be like if somebody is dying, you come in and say, you got bullet wounds all through you. You're going to drop dead any minute now. Good luck. I mean, that's not the way you say we're going to keep you comfortable while we deal with the wounds you have. That would be a way to, but you need a better bedside manner. Okay.
Well, but what about the people that go in? They're like, tell it to me straight, doc. You know, I'm that guy.
I'm not one of those people. So don't just tell me everything's going to be fine. All don't tell me there's tornadoes within vicinity of my home, okay?
But that was the case.
I don't want to know. I'd rather just be off to the Wizard of Oz. Don't tell me. Am I going to be okay, Doc? Nope, probably not. Oh, great.
The Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff.
Somebody qualified for $1,000. Go to the Lakewood Hotline. Good morning. It's the boss.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
My name is Brian.
Brian, you're caller number 10. You're a winner.
Oh, thank you. Cool.
You're welcome, my friend. You got that exclusive limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tee. That qualifies you for $1,000 cash. Ooh. Wear it proud on August the 11th at our live broadcast. We'll pull that grand prize winner, and you could win a bonus $1,000. The summer cash payoff is on. You can click that 1071theboss.com for exact times to win today and for another bonus chance to win the money from the boss. Nice going to Linda DeRosa from Freehold. She got Who's That Girl, the movie song from Madonna, as a mystery oldie. I haven't played that Madonna song in eons, and that got her tickets to go see Mr. AARP cover himself, Rod Stewart, PNC Bank Arts Center on July 18th. Another chance to win when you play Radio Supermatch against Rochelle tomorrow morning. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old training stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We will start at number five momentarily and count our way down today. Reminder, stay in touch with us. All the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, podcast, always streaming at 1071theboss.com or wherever you download podcasts. Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, we're up on all of those deals. And we're powered by the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9 of Central New Jersey. Thank you, Pat and the boys. Are you a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor looking for manpower? We'll call them. The Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 9 are the best in the biz, baby. 732-732-792-0999 online at ualocal9.org/info. Oh, number five. It's a weird story to start here. Weird story. 24 people were injured in a town in the south of France after an unusual bee attack. The people were stung for a span of 30 minutes where the bees emerged. They stung them, and then they kept swirling and stinging, and more bees kept coming out. I thought once you get stung by the bee lost its stinger, and then they can't bite you again. And don't they die after they bite you? I think they
do. That's what I thought, yeah. Usually, I think bees, their stinger gets stuck in you, and you have to pull it out. So maybe they were... yellow jackets?
I guess.
Maybe those can sting multiple times.
Three people in critical condition after the repeated bee sting.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Not the bees.
Not the bees! Ah!
There he is, Nicolas Cage. Can you imagine,
not
though?
Not the bees.
You're having a baguette or whatever it is they do in France. Oh, I sit here, listen to Celine Dion. And say, ah, the bees, the bees. Suddenly there's bees swarming everywhere. Holy crap.
No, that's terrifying. That's really, really scary.
24 people injured. And wow. Again, no idea where they came from. I guess a hive was released. Number four, man's getting some backlash because there's a TikTok. He's videoed on TikTok continuing to participate in a fitness event, you know, like one of those strongman things. His partner, okay, who is his girlfriend, passes out. It's too much for her. They got to call in the paramedics to, you know, get her going. But he keeps running. He's like, hey, babe, you want me to continue? I'm going to go. And then he continued on. Now, there's a witness that filmed this and criticized him. The girlfriend was okay. And she said afterwards that she wanted him to keep going because they were both in this to win it together. But here's the audio.
Some guy's missus started, like, falling and fainting at the wall balls. And I was like, told one of the judges, oh, can you help her? Then she hit the deck, fainted, and was full, like, twitching on the floor. And then her boyfriend just kept on doing wall balls, didn't go over and see her. All the paramedics come over and start doing all this medical stuff to her. Boyfriend walks over, taps her on the leg, and then looks at the judge and goes, do I need her to finish the race?
Well, maybe they had a plan ahead of time. You don't know what their deal is. They're just they're trying to win this thing. Well, in it to win it, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, my guess is they were probably working together and they said, well, if one of us can't make it, the other one's got to finish. You got to see it through. That takes a lot of training to do something like that. So I would be upset if you stopped because I had to stop. You got to keep going.
All right, send in the bees.
Oh, no, not the bees. Not the bees.
Not the bees. Ah, send in the bees. You kids don't calm down. I'm sending in the bees. Luckily, the woman is going to be just fine again.
Good.
Number three, here's a woman. This is a great idea. Always tough to find parking in the city. Sometimes at the, you know, even Asbury Park, Seaside Heights, you know, the summertime.
Absolutely.
By the boardwalk. Always hard to find parking. Here's a woman who's got a side hustle. She calls herself the New York cab sitter. But again, I think this could work any congested place. What she does is charge $50 to wait with somebody's car. She charges $50 per 90 minutes, and then she'll move it. She'll find you parking if you got to, you know, drop off the car and go. If you're parking, maybe you're double parked and you're worried someone's, you know, you always say that. You stay in the car. Nobody's going to give me a ticket if you're in the car. You move it if you have
to. Right, if you're in the car.
Her name is Sydney Charlet, and she does this. Here's her little online advertisement, get you to use the car sitting service.
If you live in New York City and need to move your car for street sweeping, the car sitter. I printed out these flyers and I'm putting them on all the cars. I'll sit in your car for a fraction of the price of a parking ticket and I'll move it and I'm insured.
Man, that's a great idea. Look at that. She's insured and everything. That's a great idea.
It is a great idea, but she's charging $50 an hour.
Yeah. $50 for 90 minutes.
For 90 minutes, you could still probably pay much less if you just find the garage and park your car in the garage and be done with it. You don't have to worry about some stranger driving your car.
I haven't parked. I'm trying to think, Joe, what does it park to cost in Midtown? What does it cost to park
in
the city?
It's like every bit of $50 an hour. I mean, it used to cost, I forget even how much, but it was a lot of money. If it used to cost them, I think, $700 or $800 for my car at CBS, it cost them almost $800 a month.
So maybe it makes, but this woman's giving some TLC to your car if it needs to be moved, you know, and there's no guarantee that you were going to get a ticket. I don't know. I think it's a brilliant idea.
A lot
idea.
Of that too is on the outer, in the outer boroughs where Aldern Inside is a big deal. You know, you got to move the car every single, well, not every day, but almost every day you got to move it. And, that's a big deal in the outer boroughs for sure.
I mean, never mind even the city. Like I said, if you want to take the kids to Jenks to go to the aquarium or something on a Saturday, forget it. There's no parking there in the middle of the afternoon. No. Wouldn't that be nice to hire somebody? It'd be like having a valet that just personally deals with your car. I think that's cool.
I mean,
the guys at Jenks, you wouldn't
around.
Yeah. That's right. The Jenks people are going to valet my car for me, sure.
Valet your car for you.
Yeah.
Park over there.
And bring me a penguin while you're at it. I don't know what that means. Yes. Bonus story, Alex, who's one of the Call Her Daddy podcast people, got booed. You hear this all the time lately. She did a rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You get some people do the national anthem at a ball game. She did Take Me Out to the Ball Game, a seventh inning stretch, Sunday night's Cubs game. And you hear people terrible while people booing her, thinking she was horrible. You be the judge. Here's the audio.
Alex Cooper.
Hey.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready?
Not really her demo at a
You've
Cubs game.
I've never seen something like this before. A one, a two, a three.
Go.
Take me out to the ball game. Yeah.
Boo.
He got to the crowd. Bobby some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Look at him throwing stuff at her.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Awesome.
There, Bill Murray did it, and he was off key too. And people are cheering, Bill.
It's Bill Murray.
Poor girl.
She's no Bill Murray.
No, certainly not. Poor Alex Cooper.
No.
Better call.
She was laughing at least.
Better call Daddy afterwards. See what I did there?
I did.
Yeah.
Number two, this is kind of wild. There's a clip of 20-year-old Willem Dafoe from 1974 that had popped up on YouTube, and now people are talking about it on Reddit. You know, these things go viral here. He's acting in a community theater, and somebody got some 8mm, you know, like some Super 8 film of him, and you wouldn't really know it's Willem Dafoe. Not that he's not a good-looking man now, but they're calling him hashtag Willem Define, because he was such a handsome young guy when he was college age. He's 20 years old, so Willem Define. Oh, Willem, you define. He's trending this morning. He looks great. He's got long, flowing hair. Yeah.
He's got a weird face. I don't think that's what I don't know. I've seen pictures of him as a younger guy. He looks the same, just younger. I mean, he's not a bad looking guy, but I don't get that.
He's Willem Define. He's so fine.
I like the nickname though. That's a great nickname.
Willem Define. Yeah, I'm gonna dance at that strip club in Sayreville under that name. Now coming to the stage, Willem Define.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, he plays villains a lot. I think that's why it's hard to look at his face
Maybe
and not
that's
be.
It. You know? Yeah.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to go with?
What do you think is wrong with his face? I don't know. What's your opinion? I'm trying to give the guy credit, you know, because he isn't a bad looking guy, but he is a little weird looking. There's something off there, you know? He's not like obviously goofy like Steve Buscemi or something, but.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. I see him as like the Green Goblin in Spider-Man, and that's all I can see. And so it's kind of strange for me.
Didn't he play Jesus in the Martin Scorsese movie? Wasn't that him? The Last Temptation of Christ? You remember that movie in the 80s? The Scorsese movie? Wasn't that him?
No, that was, wasn't that Caviezel?
No, that's The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, that's The Passion of
I think the 80s one was him. I think he might have been Jesus, so.
Jesus.
There is that, yeah. Now cut that out.
Yeah, it was. It was Willem Dafoe. He was Jesus.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. Well, he can't be all weird, I guess.
We can't call Jesus Willem Define, though. That's not okay.
Willem Define. Send in the bees.
Oh, no, not the bees.
Send in the locust.
Not the bees.
Not the bees.
Ah!
All right, sorry. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Bonus story. She's in the number one movie in America. She was your knucklehead yesterday in the news. Scarlett Johansson of Jurassic Park has now been named the highest grossing lead actor in film history. Movies she has made have grossed $15 billion.
Whoa.
If you factor in the new one, which is up there around $400 million. As far as, now this is not actresses, this is for all actors. So she is ahead of Samuel L. Jackson, who previously held the record, and Robert Downey Jr. That's what's so cool about Samuel L. Jackson is he wasn't necessarily the lead in every one of the movies, but he was in the movie. And but now $14.8 billion for Samuel L. Jackson, $15 billion for Scarlett's movies. Wow. I would never have picked her as number one.
Wow. Say what you want about Scarlett Johansson, but she really can act. If you've ever seen her on SNL, she does a great job. She's really funny, and she always knows all of her lines. She really is a good actress, so I will give her that.
Look, she knows all of her lines and everything, so she does her job. That's great.
She does.
I'll say whatever I want about Scarlett Johansson, okay? Number one. What's your opinion on Denise Richards? Because she's getting a divorce.
Well,
as part of
such a great actress.
No.
As part of the divorce petition, her current husband says she makes $250,000 a month from her OnlyFans page alone, and she's not including that in what she's saying she's able to pay him a month, so he's fighting to get that cash as part of the breakup. Man, that's big, that's big bucks. $250,000 a month. Can you imagine?
No.
I don't get it.
I can't.
No, that's crazy. I don't get it.
Denise Richards, man.
Remember, she used to be married to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see her naked for free in Wild Things.
Anywhere.
Why are you paying for this? Anywhere. Why are you paying for this?
Any Google image search will do it. There she is.
Right. I don't understand.
Willem Define. Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Fred Savage, the little guy, Kevin from the Wonder Years, he's 49 today. Jack White of the White Stripes is 50. Courtney Love from Hole is 61. Jim Kerr, not that Jim Kerr, the one from Simple Minds, he's 66. Kelly McGillis, who is a love interest in the first Top Gun, of course. She's 68 today, which reminds me, tonight on the Bosch Radio Hall of Fame, Al will play the entire Top Gun Top Gun Maverick soundtrack in their entirety on the show tonight. The entire Top Gun album, the entire Maverick album, both of them, the whole soundtrack, we're airing them in their entirety starting at 7 tonight because I said so. Tom Hanks is 69. And an old buddy of mine, John Tesh. Hey, everybody, John Tesh.
The Vanilla Gorilla.
He's 73. It is the anniversary of O.J. Simpson's birthday, so on the 4 at 4 countdown this afternoon, Kane will have songs with knife in the lyric. That's at 4 today. So a lot of things to look forward to here on Boss Radio. Happy National Sugar Cookie Day and National Dimple Day. And you need enough sugar cookies, ain't nobody going to be seeing your dimples. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Nick is like Olivia Newton-John. Let him hear your body talk. Just listen to your body. Also, I didn't say I said dimples, by the way.
Oh.
You said nipples? I said dimples. I said dimples.
I heard nipples.
Did you? I think he said nipples.
Did I say nipples? Yeah, we'll have to run
have
the tape back.
Yeah.
Because I heard Joe go, all right. I said dimples. Because we eat a lot of sugar cookies. Your face gets fat. You wouldn't see your dimples, but not nipples. But maybe I was still thinking about Scarlett Johansson. I don't know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
All right, let's do this quickly here. We'll open up the phone line, 732-774-4444, and get into these. It's a sentence that would immediately terrify somebody from colonial times. Somebody from the, one of the founding fathers heard you say this would terrify you. Like, the bathroom is in the house.
Oh, there you go.
What is that you say, Josiah? The outhouse is inside? See, I acted out.
Yes, I can. How about, I can vote. I'm a woman and I can vote.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, a little political satire from Rochelle. Exactly.
That's right.
732.
The British are coming over the hill.
There's a British invasion, and we loved it. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, at 1071 The Boss on the socials. See where we're going with this? A sentence that would immediately terrify somebody. Confuse, befuddle. Somebody from colonial times, from like the 1700s.
Look at my stun gun.
Yes. Look at your stun gun. Send in the bees. 732-774-4444. That's it. That's your He Said.
She Said.
And those answers are coming up. 812. This is the big show on the Boss at 107.1 and 99.7 FM radio. 107.1 North, 99.7 South. Always on the Boss app anywhere. 107.1theboss.com too. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Keep it on for Michelle Amabile all day today at work. She's got great music variety, 52 minutes of classic hits and more every single hour. So great tunes. Plus, next chance, be like Brian in Lakewood. He was our early bird winner. Three chances today. She got the next chance. At the Boss Summer Cash Payoff, get one of those hot-looking red, white, and blue tees, qualify for $1,000 cash, and a bonus chance to win a grand at Jenks coming up on August 11th. Special live broadcast out there. We'll be handing out the $1,000 bills. Plus, she has a Boss Business of the Day from Chocolate Carousel and Wall and your Blue Plate Special at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Let me take a little sneak peek what she's got planned here. I want to do some new wave music, some 80s new wave. So if you're one of those people who used to like to put the black eyeliner on and all of that when you were a kid, I think you'll like the Blue Plate Special today. All right, Kermit says we've got the tape. Now, earlier, I meant to say dimples. I was informed I may have said nipples, and that horrified everybody.
You definitely said it, yes.
Roll the tape back, please, Kermit. Dimple day. And you need enough sugar cookies, ain't nobody going to be seeing your nipples. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh.
All right.
With that, it's 7. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were right. I said nipples on here. I don't know how I did that.
You definitely said nipples. Yeah.
How did I do that? Dimple day. So you said dimple day. Sugar cookies, ain't nobody going to be seeing your nipples. Well, oh, my God. This is how careers are destroyed.
You made a mistake. I think Joe's probably right. We were talking about Denise Richards and Scarlett Johansson, and it just came out.
I guess.
It is what it is.
It's a Freudian slip and a half, isn't it? Dimple day. Happy dimple day. Uh-huh.
I think I heard nimple, like N-I-M-P-L-E.
I clearly said nipple. There's no doubt about it.
You said nipple.
There's worse things I could have said, but it wasn't great. That's for sure.
You had a nip slip. That's for sure.
Yeah, I had a wardrobe malfunction like Janet Jackson. All right, let's keep going here with our He Said.
She Said.
It's a sentence that would immediately terrify somebody from the colonial times, the revolutionary period, from the 1700s, right? You say this to them, they'd be so confused, they'd be horrified, terrified. 732-774-4444 or on the socials. Let's check some of those.
Carol said, she's a witch.
Yeah. You mean literally?
Yeah, right? It's more like a Wiccan. 7258 said, what's your Netflix password?
Hmm.
Joe said we don't have to churn our own butter.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it. Ray said Phil Murphy.
Are you?
We're scaring everyone.
Philip of the Murphy clan has been elected governor of this colony. Ah!
Run away! Run
How is that possible?
9850 said it's infected.
Uh oh! Cut it off.
Sue said the Pope is from Chicago. Christopher said, I'm flying across the country tomorrow.
Sure you are.
Katie said, I'm having a heart transplant.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty scary for anyone.
Yeah, it's still scary now.
Yeah, Keith said, we're having spam for dinner.
What is this spam you speak of?
1191 said, last night I was playing this fun game and I must have killed over 100 people in an hour. Some exploded.
Hmm.
I'm guessing you're playing a video game?
Yeah, I would say. I would certainly hope so, yeah.
That's a little confusing. Stephanie said, my dog has his own room in my house with his own bed.
I'm sure there were people that let the dog in the house even in 1776.
Yeah, but having its own room and its own bed, that might be a little scary.
Didn't Lin-Manuel write a song about that in Hamilton? My dog lays on the bed, sir.
No.
Give him a bone, man.
No.
I clearly haven't seen Hamilton.
No. Allie said, 1,500 new people are following me.
Where?
John, I don't see anyone.
Yeah.
Where are they going? Where are they following you?
You must be a prophet.
Skibbity Riz, Skibbity Toilet.
Oh, yeah. The kids love the skibbity stuff.
Yes. Love the skibbity.
Is that all you got?
And Riley said, I have the flu, but should be better in a few days.
How is this possible? She must be a witch. Burner. Roll that
murder.
Tape. Warn that tape for me. One more time. What is it? Of sugar cookies, ain't nobody going to be seeing your nipples. You know?
Yep, definitely.
Is it nipples? Of sugar cookies, ain't nobody going to be seeing your nipples. You know?
Nipples.
I hear nipples.
Nipples.
Sentence that would immediately terrify somebody. Show me your nipples. That'd frighten them back in the colonial time. 732-774-4444. Call us or text us at 1071 The Boss online. It's more coming up.
1993, audiences were thrilled with special effects they had never seen before. People running with dinosaurs. Jurassic Park. 4 years later, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. 2001, they couldn't come up with a cool name, so they just called it Jurassic Park 3. 2015, a mega box office blockbuster, Jurassic World. But now, studio executives have made the decision to release yet another. Rejected movie titles were Jurassic World, Maybe This Is Too Soon, Jurassic World, Been There, Done That, and Jurassic World, Haven't I Seen This Before? Regardless, Jurassic World, Fallen Franchise, now showing.
Hey, it's Robbie and Rochelle for Chuckle Carousel and Wall. Hey, it's so funny. Robbie and I were just talking about what kind of dessert you should bring to a cookout. You don't want to bring something that's messy. And as much as I love all things chocolate, you definitely don't want to bring something that's going to melt all over you and your guests. So what do you get? Well, Chuckle Carousel is your one-stop shop for all summer desserts. They know exactly what you should bring, like their famous key lime pies or their blueberry crumb cinnamon rolls. Oh my gosh. Strawberry shortcakes or maybe some of their delicious stuffed cupcakes in amazing flavors like Boston cream, cannoli, chocolate peanut butter, mocha, or Oreo. Oh my gosh. And they also have some really fun seasonal flavors to complement your barbecue or your summer get together. And while you're there, be sure to check out their super fun summer events like their kid walkthrough workshop and their adult cake decorating class. And of course, their famous Cake Slice Saturday. Cake Slice Saturday is held the third Saturday of every month from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it features different cakes each month that you've got to try. But make sure you get your tickets early because this thing does sell out. There's a line around the door because these cakes are phenomenal. Be sure to check them out on Facebook or Instagram to see all of their beautiful cakes and desserts. And, of course, at chocolatecarousel.com.
Our friend Chef Lauren Kovas has got a big event happening in Asbury Park. She's going to call us on the Celebrity Hotline in a couple of minutes here. We'll check in with her about that.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Get you some recipe ideas, maybe. It's a funny one today. It's a sentence that would immediately terrify somebody from the colonial period. Our founding fathers heard this, they'd be horrified, appalled, frightened even. 732. Don't say it. 732-774-4444. Call us or text us at 1071 The Boss right now on the socials. Here's a few more answers.
3311 said, I carry a phone in my pocket at all times. It's also a camera. Yeah.
They wouldn't know either, right? I didn't have cameras or phones, yeah.
Right? 6410 said, hold on, let me reload.
Whoops.
Gary said, Independence Day equals mattress sales.
Hello.
Cynthia said, we put people on the moon.
What?
What? Laura said, I make more money than my husband.
Good for you, girlfriend. Good for you.
Yep. Cass said, most people will live to be 80 years old.
Cash?
Cass. His name is Cass, yes.
Yeah, you doing? I'm Cash. How are you?
0005 said, skinny half-calf mochaccino.
I'm not even sure I know what that means.
Nick said, upload it to the cloud.
Yep.
Frank said, I flew to China.
He suddenly thinks Ben Franklin what I said after smoking hash when he came back from France. Look it up, kids.
Max, right. Max said, you can't own a home for less than $300,000. Susie said, men can marry men and women can marry women.
Where does it say that in the Constitution here? I didn't. We didn't think of that.
7470 said, you need to see a dentist. And Philip said, slay, queen.
Well, I think everybody in colonial times could have gotten on board with that, huh? A sentence that would immediately terrify somebody from the 1700s, 732-774-4444. We'll keep that open on the Tech Connect at 1071 The Boss on all the socials. Would terrify and horrify our founding fathers. Mm-hmm. You want really bad to say something. I can see it on the tip of your tongue. I can see it.
Don't do it.
Yep.
Thanks for those today. Nick, did you know you had something in common with Dr. Phil?
Oh, God, no.
You do. Now, what's wrong with Dr. Phil? He's been on many times. He's very nice.
I do not want to be compared to that man.
Dr. Phil had his own TV network. Did you know this? I didn't know he had his own.
I used to watch it.
He used to have his own TV network. It's called Merritt Street Media. Yeah. He has sadly filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, how sad.
Saying he's lost $100 million and is unable to pay back. Payback those. And I didn't really. He was bankrolled in part by a ministry. I didn't realize that because he doesn't do religious stuff. But I guess that was part of. He owes him money now. So
I think that him, My Pillow guy, and Alex Jones should get together and create their own network that'll do phenomenally well. Yeah. And they can make up all kinds of stuff.
Well, you have something in common though with Dr. Phil because you also have. I don't know if it's a TV network, but you have programming streaming live on an app. And the bald man with the tan are similar.
I have much better hair than he does.
Well, he has no hair, so he just.
Yeah, I mean, we do have that 24/7 streaming channel. It's right on the top of our app, by the way. If you want advanced weather notice, just download the Nordcast weather app. It's amazing, and it's the only one on the market that actually tracks rotation in the atmosphere and pushes you a notification. Only one. Yep. Well, we developed that.
So now, why is the boss not the background music on your app? Why do you have that cheesy like Kenny G music there? Can we figure that out?
I mean, we absolutely could. I just don't know how to do it.
Or where we put the best of the show, like the podcast just running in the background. So you're on it. So
yeah. My people get back to your people. All right. Sounds good.
Uh huh. Right. Thank you.
There we go.
What you need is to have me, Dr. Phil, on your Nordcast app.
No, thank you.
I'll give you lessons in how to trim your mustache. It'll be great. How to wax your bald head.
Today I don't feel like wearing anything. My clothes are wet from my sweat. This heat wave has been pretty rough, so I may as well be in the buff. Yesterday I swear I'm not wearing anything. I'm gonna strip right down, stand in front of the fan, take everything off including underpants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. No, I admit it's really stupid and it sounds kinda naughty, but that way I can save myself from doing any laundry. The temperatures I can't frickin' stand. Oh yes, I said it, I said it, I'll be a naked man. Oh, today I don't feel like wearing anything, 'cause my clothes are wet from my sweat.
We're We're supposed to get a celebrity hotline call from our friend Chef Lauren Kovas, but I have not heard from her this morning. Maybe she heard me mention that. I saw her on News 12, and I was a little feeling jealous that she was interviewing with somebody else other than us. But I'll mention again, we're going to be out. We're going to be out at her book release party. She has a new book called Little Portugal about the delicacies of Portugal and the Azores.
Portuguese.
Well, I'll tell you what. If she can make nadas, she's like the best. Listen to Joe. You like those little things, don't you, Joe?
And the little sausage things and the garlic shrimp. Good stuff.
Yeah, Portuguese. Joe, did you know that I'm a quarter Portuguese? I'm not 100% Paisan. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, so I grew up with some of this stuff on my grandfather's side. My grandmother.
Up in Newark and Harrison, some of those restaurants up there. You're good.
Sounds like a man that doesn't get to enjoy that kind of food anymore.
He's hitting blow off, right? Well, she's got a new cookbook out. It's called Little Portugal. So you can see all those recipes, and she's doing a release party at Swim Crush on the boardwalk in Asbury Park on Friday night. I believe you can still get tickets. That's what she was calling to talk about, but I don't seem to have her here, so maybe she got tied up. We'll see if we can get her on another day. I was going to ask her, which has nothing to do with Portugal, but you mentioned you get those blueberries at the house, Joe. I was going to say, hey, Lauren, you got a good blueberry recipe? What can we do with the blueberries at Joe's house?
We should have her come into the station and make food.
Yeah. I still got that.
That's a good idea.
Bro, I still got that ice cream scoop on my desk. We're going to have those ice cream people back.
Yeah, we do have to. That was awesome.
Where were they from? They were from someplace local, right? That was something Kermit hooked up. He did it once. He's never done it again. Get the breakfast in here. I always see.
No, why would he? Yeah. No.
I always see other morning shows do that where they get the big spread of food in the morning. We should paella.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get working on
that. I think we have to get permission to let people in here.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's the problem.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. It's too much.
We can't just do it on our own.
Yeah, well, we'll go out in the parking lot. I'll go right out. Let's go right out. I'll stand on Route right over the side of the road to Route 66 and I'll scoop my ice cream out and walk right back in.
Don't tell us we can't.
People are disgusted by all the tissues on the floor from the beaver over there.
This weekend, Hallmark's Christmas in July begins with Christmas at the Fireworks Stand. He's a buff CrossFit competitor with rippling pecs and a bad case of ED, who owns a chain of fireworks stands. She's a smoking hot professional cabinet maker who's trying to balance extreme shyness with a love of hardwood. Is his firecracker a dud? Or will sparks fly? Come on, what are you, a Yankee Doodle dummy? It's Christmas at the fireworks stand all this weekend on the Hallmark Channel.
Dimples. MU's Carla Johansson. All right, that's it. We're out of here. Back tomorrow morning. The Wide World of Rotating Thursday Entertainment starts at 6 o'clock. First chance at cash. More Rod Stewart tickets. Your He Said, She Said. We'll do the C-Bub, the Fast Five, the birthdays, and more. Have a great day.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.